It was an announcement that gave rise to hopes that had been dormant for decades.
Just now, I spoke on the phone with President Rouhani of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
U.S. President Barack Obama's cautious optimism soon echoed by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, tweeting about the historic phone conversation. The late September call came at the end of Mr. Rouhani's first trip to the United Nations, when despite speculation about a chance encounter and a possible handshake, the two leaders failed to meet. For three decades, such an encounter was unthinkable. Memories of the Iranian Revolution and the Iran hostage crisis etched in the minds of many. But change seemed to start taking hold in June, when the support of Iran's leading reformists helped propel Mr. Rouhani into the presidency, sparking celebrations. With the president-elect quickly signaling a new tone from Tehran.
There exists an old wound, and it is necessary for it to close in order for it to heal.
But many in the U.S. remained wary, convinced that despite Iran's denials, Tehran was set on acquiring nuclear weapons. The Senate Armed Services Committee's James Inhofe.
You can't sit around and try to speculate, are they telling us the truth? Are they going to try to do something internationally and all that? No, they want to kill us.
And U.S. negotiator Wendy Sherman sparked outrage in Iran when telling Congress that with Tehran,
we know that deception is part of the DNA.
Still, negotiations move forward, leading to an interim deal between Iran and the West.
This is only a first step. It's an important achievement. But this is a first step.
Middle East analyst Jim Phillips says getting beyond an interim deal and fostering better ties between Iran and the U.S. still anything but certain.
These temporary negotiations help both sides in the short run. But in the long run, I'm very pessimistic that a sustainable and acceptable deal can be negotiated with the regime unless it sees that as a necessary step to ensure its very survival.
But for those too young to remember the revolution and the hostage crisis, there's still hope. Ali, who asked we hide his identity to protect friends and family in Iran, grew up in Tehran and now studies in the U.S.
We want to see things normalized so we don't feel a bit of a tension within ourselves whether things are going to be safe.
A normalization he barely could have dreamed of a year ago, that as remote as it may prove to be, now has a chance. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.